Stephen Crane, The Red Badge of Courage.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
What happens when men face combat for the first time? Will the comradeship developed in training, combined with experienced leadership, provide the stiffening when the attack comes? Or will fear and the desperate instinct to survive overwhelm the individual? These are the questions raised in this remarkable account by a young writer who, born 6 years after the end of the American Civil War, still managed to evoke the reality of what is often described as the first modern war. The Civil War, from 1861 to 1865, resulted in the deaths of 600,000 people through the vastly improved armaments on both sides, artillery and hand weapons. The slaughter was unprecedented, though the tactics of warfare had yet to come to terms with the new destructive power. Crane's intimate account is based, it is thought, on the Battle of Chancellorsville in 1862. It looks at the experience of a young man, Henry Fleming, and, through his eyes, a few friends around him. It was to presage the fate of so many young men in the Great War that followed, less than 20 years after its publication. Its lasting effect is created by the rounded portrait of Fleming himself, as he tries to live up to the standards of courage and duty expected of, demanded of, soldiers in war. Unable to express his anxiety, unable to contain...